We have read two verses in the book of Judges, and they are part of a summary of the condition. And you can see it in two ways. God's rights were not recognized. Idolatry was introduced, and that was an expression of this doing things right in their own eyes. That was a Levite, maybe even a grandson of Moses, or of some of his great-grandchildren, we don't know for sure. And then the second is the rights of the neighbor were not respected, as we see with the man who took a concubine. And so this is the summary of the book of Judges. It is following the pattern of this world. And we see gradually the influence of the Canaanites. Israel was supposed to overcome them, but they were overcome by them gradually. Whereas Naomi initially followed that same course with her husband, but then she was brought back. And so I want to draw your attention to the end of the book to begin with. The last word in the book is David. And so God wants to focus our attention on David, the man according to his heart. Why? Because he was going to introduce God into that situation where the people had been influenced by other gods. He was going to introduce God's thoughts, not what man thinks, but what God thinks. And that's the challenge for us today, to introduce the Lord, not what we think, what I think, but what does the Lord think? And as had been mentioned already earlier, that ultimately leads to worship. So you can see Judges, disobedience. Ruth, obedience. And so there are great contrasts between those books. I just mentioned one theme that you could follow. And this is for our encouragement. We know from the New Testament that all these things that have been written are written for our encouragement, for our exhortation. And so that is why I think the brethren here had liberty to suggest this topic. It is for our admonition, for our encouragement. We can learn from these pages. Just one more thing. The name Naomi is found only in Ruth. You know how many times? 21 times. 3 times, 7 times. And that is in itself already an indication that here is the divine author who is speaking through the sacred page of Scripture. He speaks to us and he has things in his hand. He is full control. And so it is beautiful to see how in a simple story like this, God is at work. God's hand, God's skillfulness is here. And make this application. God is at work in each one of our lives. I'm speaking to believers now. He is at work in each one with his great skillfulness, and he will succeed despite all our shortcomings. But we need to learn our lessons. As we hope to see, Elimelech did not learn his lessons. He had a beautiful name, but it was only a profession. A profession and a confession can be so beautiful. It's not sufficient. The Lord wants reality. Now, Naomi, we have mentioned 21 times, her name means my delight, my pleasantness. That is what God had in mind for his people, that his whole people would be for his delight, for his pleasure. They failed. And there is restoration. But this also points us to the one in whom God has found his delight, in the Lord Jesus. So the Lord wants to take scriptures like this to present to us the Lord Jesus, in whom he has found his delight. And if there is the need for restoration, it is to reintroduce Christ in our lives, to be close to him, to become closer to him, to learn from him, so that there may be a transformation. What we see in Naomi is a transformation, and that is all connected with Ruth, because we cannot study Naomi without Ruth. So we have to talk about Ruth, although that's not a topic directly, but it is closely linked together. You cannot have the benefit of these lessons by excluding Ruth. You have to bring her into the picture. And as Ruth had no rights, so Naomi lost all her rights. But then on the basis of sovereign grace, she was brought back. And so with us, we have no rights whatsoever. But the Lord wants us to bring us back to himself, realize that he is sufficient. He's sufficient in each one of our lives. He's sufficient in our family. He is sufficient in the assembly. And so this is an important theme in this book. The Lord is sufficient. And may we be close to him to draw from him what we need in every circumstance, in every need, in every challenge. He is sufficient.